Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
So album 65, Expect the Unexpected, finished airing late last year.
And, like all of our albums, this one answered some questions while raising others.
With album 66, Trial by Fire, available in the club right now, and just around the corner for download and on the radio, our listeners had a lot of questions about what's going on in Odyssey.
So that means, you guessed it, it's time for another Q&A with the Odyssey team.
Let's hear from the team about Odyssey past, present, and future.
Well, hi, Phil, Dave, good to be on the podcast again with you.
Always a pleasure, always a joy.
Always a pleasure. Very good, Nathan. Thank you for having us on.
Of course. And unfortunately, some of the other team members, Kathy, Bob Hoos, couldn't be here today, so we're missing them. Kathy has the lame excuse that she is far, far overseas.
Yeah.
So
where's
she's on
their
vacation.
Priorities? Come on. A lovely vacation in Thailand, or come on, answering questions for the fans.
I know which one I'd choose.
You think she could at least call in or something, you know? I mean, come on.
The three of us will try our best in their absence to answer these questions that we have from our listeners. This is always fun to hear from our listeners. I love hearing their questions and their voices. So.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Let's start it off with EJ from Buffalo, New York, who asks,
yes, I would like to know if the 25th anniversary live show will ever be made available in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Well, EJ, it's very interesting that you ask that because we just recently had that conversation as a team. And we have decided, yes, that we would indeed release the video on the club a little bit later this year. Have we decided? I don't remember if we've decided a date, Nathan.
I think it's supposed to be this summer. So the plans are, anyway, that you'll be able to see that alongside several of our other live shows in the club this year.
Yes,
so
thanks
timely
for
that you asked.
Yeah, well done.
All right. Well, that was an easy answer. We didn't obfuscate or skirt around it at all. We just gave an answer. It's
like
so
usual.
Unusual.
I know. Well, we could, let's take that over again and try it one more time.
Yes,
well, I could tell you, EJ, but I'm not going to. Which is what we usually do. So,
all right, let's try and find a question we can obfuscate. And let's go to Levi from Stillwater, Minnesota.
What was your guys' hardest episode to edit in the new album? And by the way, I love Adventures in Odyssey, and I listen to it all the time. So thanks for doing it.
You're welcome, and thank you for asking the question, Levi. We love you, too.
Well, it's an interesting question. I don't think I've ever gotten that before. Hardest episode to edit.
I really like the fact that you asked that question because it's such a behind-the-scenes sort of thing, and it's an interesting question to ask.
Yeah, it really is. It's very interesting.
Well, I'd say from a voice editing perspective, I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about, but from a voice editing perspective, the episode, The Sandwich Initiative, was pretty challenging because it had a lot of physical action. In particular, the scene where they were playing Frisbee and you had to get all the right grunts and sounds of people throwing Frisbees. And what made it difficult too, this, I don't know if we've revealed this yet, but the actress who plays Olivia was not there for that session. We had a scheduling conflict. She wasn't able to be there. And so we had to record her after the fact and get her grunting and catching the Frisbee and throwing it and reacting to everyone else catching the Frisbee. We had to line those up just right. So that one was probably the most difficult from a voice edit perspective. Thanks for asking. People don't usually ask about that. Next up, keeping in the vein of album 65, here's a question from Diazar from Orlando, Florida.
I wanted to know, what was your inspiration to make the episode The Toy?
Well, that's a really great question. The inspiration came, writers always try to do a lot of research. I use the internet, I scroll through, I try to find anything that would be interesting to turn into a script. And I came across a little article. It was a picture, actually, with a little caption underneath it. And the picture was of a stuffed animal, a toy. And I don't even remember exactly what the toy was, what the animal was. But the caption underneath it said, according to this caption, this stuffed animal was found after the World Trade Center towers fell. And they were digging through the rubble and they found this stuffed animal. And it is now in the museum that is on that site. And so I thought, how can we turn this into a story for Odyssey? And that is what eventually became The Toy. The thing that I was thinking was, what if you were a person who visited that museum now and you saw that toy and you were one of the people who actually worked in the factory where that toy was made and you think your job is meaningless? I'm just a cog in a wheel. I mean, we make hundreds of these toys. We make hundreds of these stuffed animals. And I just add the eyes to it, or I just sew up the back, or I just, you know, I don't really do much of anything here. And so I've got this sort of meaningless job. I thought how remarkably profound it would be for you to be a worker and see that you contributed to comforting a child in what was most probably the most terrifying moments of that child's life. And it really is illustrative of the grand tapestry of humanity that we are all part of, the grand story, how we're woven together, that even the most seemingly insignificant acts on our part can have a remarkable effect on other people.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so the next question comes from Marissa and Chloe from Bremont and Hobart, Indiana.
We were wondering why the actor changed for David Parker in Album 65.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I mean, in the world of acting, we have people that work with us for a season and then work takes them elsewhere. And in the case of the actor for David Parker, he started getting more on film opportunities and television show opportunities and commercial opportunities and various things. And he just didn't have time to do the show anymore. So it was a scheduling issue, and we really enjoyed working with him for the season that we did. But, you know, that season has come to a pass, and you have to move on. And so we're moving on to, we've moved on to a different David Parker. And quite honestly, we're moving on to new families that live in Odyssey, but just in a different sector of the city that we've visited before. So we'll be developing some new families here coming up that we hope you really enjoy too.
Okay, let's move on to a super specific question here. I love these because we get into the minutiae here. This one's from Michael from Charleston, West Virginia.
At the beginning of The Good in People, Olivia says that the club needs to raise an entry fee, which Suzu just said was $500. And she then tells Mr. Whitaker that she raised more than that for a church program, and Mr. Whitaker agrees. However, Suzu later claims that Olivia said she had raised more than $250. And Olivia confirms this with $262 in an envelope. Is this a goof, or does it play into the episode somehow? Thanks.
Michael thinks he's caught us, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it may seem like a goof, but it's really not. Let's play the clip, and we can hear it for ourselves.
The entry fee is $50 per student, and there are 10 of us in the club.
And does the drama club have $500?
Not exactly.
Huh. How much do you have exactly?
Oh, in the neighborhood of...
Nothing.
Okay, you're not helping here.
And the festival requires a deposit of half upfront by the end of the week.
Really not helping.
With the balance due by the end of the following week.
Suzu!
I'm sorry, but as the club's treasurer, I must be honest.
Besides, I really think we can raise the money. I raised more than that for the Overseas Relief Fund at the church.
Well, that's true. You did.
So you see, what she's actually talking about is not $500. She's talking about raising more than $250.
Yeah, half the amount.
So I can see how that can be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it gets a little muddled in there, but I think if you listen closely, you'll see that that's exactly what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. That was the intention, but we can see how you would read it that way. And I love it that you're listening that closely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, appreciate
it. No, we really, really love the fact that everybody's listening so closely that when you listen closely and you ask us questions like that, it keeps us on our toes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tirza from Sacramento, California has our next question.
What is the name of Album 66?
Well, this is another question we don't have to obfuscate, and the title is Trial by Fire.
Yay!
You'll see when you listen to the episodes why that applies to the episodes in this album. Now, if you know the name of Album 67, we'd like you to contact us and tell us what it is, because we haven't figured out what the name of Album 67 is yet.
Yeah, we're open to suggestions, folks, so whenever you know, go ahead.
Yeah, just anything that sounds like a good Odyssey title, just send it our way, and it may apply to a future album. Titles are tough.
Titles are
Maybe
hard.
Maybe that should be
they
the title for album 67. Yeah, titles are tough.
Adventures in Odyssey, album 67. Titles are tough.
Hey, it might sell some albums.
And then
you
the next
know.
Album will be Thinking is Hard.
That's right.
Okay, so keeping in this vein, let's hear from Daniel from Dixon, Tennessee.
First of all, I want to thank you for a great job on every album you have ever done. And can you give us any hints on album 66?
Oh, well, thank you, first of all, for the very kind comment at the very beginning.
It's great to hear from that, Daniel.
What a remarkable young gentleman you are, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much.
Very kind.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we do have, I guess we can give a little bit more information about
sure.
each of these titles. So let me pull out a title, Nathan, and you can give us a little spiel
sure.
about each one. So Much Ado About Jealousy.
Well, we're going to see more of Jillian in there, Connie and Jules' new roommate. We're going to hear from Connie and Jules. We're going to hear from the Bassetts in there as well. And as the title suggests, there's a hint of jealousy in the air. And this is a lighthearted, fun episode. We get to learn more about who Jillian is. And also we get to see a little bit more about Buck and Jules and kind of how they relate to each other. And we get to see who Wooten and Penny are as a married couple.
Okay. Same mold story.
I think this was inspired by a true story that Kathy read about a family finding mold in their house and having to move out for a while. So the Parkers have to move out of their house and the kids go to different places. And they think it's going to be a dream being away from their family for a while because they're kind of getting sick of each other, which happens in all families at one point or another. But it ends up being a different experience than they imagined.
Yep. BTV Trinity.
Well, BTV Trinity features a character who, outside of the club anyway, has not been heard on the show in quite some time. And in fact, he's here in the studio with us.
What character would that be, matey? What character? Who is that? Who are we talking about? I can't think of who it might be.
We can't say because that would give it away. So,
yeah. So that's BTV Trinity.
Yeah. And then the last episodes are The Long End, parts 1 through 3.
The Long End, parts 1 through 3, certainly will be a story that people have been asking about, wondering about for quite some time. Don't want to say too much to give anything away, but I will say that the album cover does depict not a specific scene from these episodes, but the spirit or the feeling of these episodes and what's going on in there. So take a peek at the album cover, maybe zoom in a little bit, kind of peek around that picture, and you might get a hint of what's coming up in The Long End, parts 1 through 3.
Coming up next, a question from Brett.
From Chickwa, Ohio.
Hello, Odyssey team. I was just wondering, what will be happening with Jason in upcoming episodes?
Well, you got any ideas?
You can tell us what should happen to Jason. Well, we will see Jason in that 3-part episode. Jason always loves to be involved anytime there's some kind of intrigue in Odyssey, so he'll be up to a few of his old tricks in those episodes. But then beyond that, Dave, do you want to give a hint about what might be coming up with Jason?
Well, there's a certain relationship that might develop or might not develop, depending on how things play out. I really don't want to say anything more about that.
Oops, just forget I said anything.
Yeah.
Don't pay any attention. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Okay,
Jason's always getting into trouble of some sort and always getting into intrigue, and so we've got a lot of neat stuff planned for Jason coming up.
Yeah. Okay, Katie, from right here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, has a question for us.
I was wondering, since in the toy that the Washingtons came back, that if the Washingtons will ever come back, and if any of you guys have ever been recognized in public. Thank you.
That's a fun question.
Oh, my goodness.
It is. Yeah, well, I mean, the Washingtons probably won't be back as a family for just a lot of logistical reasons. Although we did see Ed Washington in the toy, and that was
mm-hmm.
nice.
And we saw Marvin in the club.
Yeah, so we might see, you know, cameos from them from time to time. They're great characters, and we still mm-hmm. love them. In terms of the other question, I think we probably all have been recognized in public at some point in time.
My family and I years ago were traveling back and forth, and we went someplace on a vacation, and we were in the airport in Phoenix, Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. But I was wearing an Adventures in Odyssey shirt, a kind of work shirt.
Usually
that
how
the
it
Adventures
happens.
Adventures in Odyssey logo on it.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at a table. We were sitting and eating at a table. And I was sitting talking to my wife and my son, and I had my arms crossed, so you could only see about a quarter of the logo on my shirt. And so we're talking along, and I noticed that a big family came by, about a family of six or seven people came by, and about 5 minutes later, two or three of those family members came back to me and looked at my shirt and said, "Oh my goodness, is that Adventures in Odyssey? We love Adventures in Odyssey. Oh wow. Well, how are you associated with the program?" And then I said, "Oh, well, I mean, I'm my name's Phil Lawler. I'm one of the writers." "You're Phil Lawler? Oh my goodness gracious." So I always marvel at that, because they couldn't have seen more than just a little bit of the logo on my shirt. And yet they were such fans that they came running back and then brought the whole family, and it was like, "Oh, guess who this is? Guess who this is?" So it was just a little fun story that I kind of like to tell about Odyssey. It wasn't necessarily that they recognized me, but they did recognize Adventures in Odyssey.
I actually did have a situation probably 7 or 8 months ago. I went out to dinner with my boss here at Focus, and we were sitting outside on the patio, and there was this a couple or a family that was out there. And I just was talking, and all of a sudden I hear this question come from one of them saying, "Excuse me, are you Dave Arnold?" And I looked over, and there are people I'd never met before, and I said, "Yes."
"What do you want?"
They recognized my voice from radio theater and from some of the stuff that I've done here with, obviously, with Odyssey and stuff.
Yeah.
And that, you know, prompted a very nice conversation with them. But that was the first time I think anybody had recognized me by sight and by my voice, probably, other than the logo. I did have a situation once when we were up in Alaska doing a club story up there with the Carry the Cure ministry. And we had gone up, and there was some social media that was going on saying that, "Hey, we're up here in Alaska." The next thing I knew, I was walking down the street, and somebody had come from a neighboring city to come look for us and saw me and came up and talked to me.
Sought you out.
Yeah, it was very sweet. It was a really sweet moment. And I mean, please do know that, you know, we love talking to fans. So if you ever see us on the street, please come up and say hi. We'd love to say hello to you.
You know, I think because we're an audio drama more than anything else, people recognize the names more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is wonderful. And as Dave said, I mean, if you ever see us on the street, if you're ever around and we're back, we love talking with fans. We love you. You're why we do this show.
Mm-hmm. I've said before that working for Odyssey is the best kind of fame that you can have, because really the kind of fame that movie stars have is not fun fame, where they can't go anywhere without people recognizing them and coming up to them. That's not fun fame. But Adventures in Odyssey is a lot of fun, because the only people who recognize you are those who recognize the show. And so they're recognizing you for the show, not for you personally.
Right.
But the one story that I can think of is I was in Ouray, Colorado a few winters ago, and I was there for fun to go ice climbing. And my friend of mine and I, after a day of ice climbing, we went in the hot springs there in Ouray, and we were talking to this guy next to us, and he was this big tattooed muscly guy, and he was with this service where he would, like, when say a wealthy person was out on their boat in the ocean and was having heart trouble, he would go out on a helicopter and he would rappel down to the boat, give the medical attention, and leave.
Wow.
And so he was there actually training for this, like, special forces private organization to ice climb in case he ever needed to rescue somebody who was out in the mountains somewhere. And he was telling us what he did for a living, and then he kind of turned to us and said, "What do you do for a living?" My friend shared what he did, and then I said, "I work for this radio drama called Adventures in Odyssey." And his eyes lit up, and he said, "No way, why can Connie and Mitch not get married?" Which was the last line that you'd expect this guy to say, who's That's this, you know, awesome. This big search and rescue guy. And his kids are big fans. He was a big fan, and he wanted to talk about the storylines. So that was you never know where you're going to run into an Odyssey fan, and it's always fun when you do.
And you never know who that fan's going to be. You know, anybody from young kids to adults who just really, really love the program, which is just a blessing to us.
Okay, our next question is actually from somebody who couldn't get through on our call-in line but wanted his question to get to us, and that is, his name is Joe from Canada, and he asks, "When is Maury coming back, and can you tell us where his parents are?" Well, don't look for Maury in Album 66. He's not in there. But he will be in an episode in Album 67 that we are recording here in just a couple of weeks. And then as far as his parents go, we have not seen them on the show yet, but Phil, Dave, do you want to say anything about Maury's parents?
First of all, I just want to say, Joe, say hi to everybody in Canada.
It's a big country, hell of a lot of people to talk to.
I know.
You better get started.
From Canada. I thought, where in Canada are you from, Joe? Sorry. Anyway, yeah. As far as Maury is concerned, well, we've got lots of stuff that is coming up for Maury. The thing about Maury is that he's so smart that we have to be smarter than he is, and that's really hard sometimes to write for a character who's smarter than you are. Mm-hmm. So we just we got a lot of fun stuff coming up for Maury, and you'll see him soon. You'll see him again soon.
And we may see the parents. I'm not sure that we necessarily have to. The way it plays out is that Maury's dad is an ambassador for the mm-hmm. United States. Mm-hmm. So that's where they were stationed over in Asia. And yeah. I don't know that we've really lined out too much about the mom at this point, have we?
No. And we should say that just because we haven't seen them, you shouldn't start thinking, oh, I wonder which existing character is Maury's dad. It's not intended he's an existing character. So so we want you to start thinking of interesting ideas, but that would be a dead end to try and figure mm-hmm. that out. So yeah, we will see plenty of him in upcoming episodes, as Dave and Phil mentioned.
Yeah. Okay, Amelia from Beaverton, Oregon has a question.
Hi, I was wondering if you're going to bring the Inspiration Station back. Thanks, you guys are awesome.
You're awesome, and I love
your
voice.
Oh, you're awesome, too, and is that not the cutest voice ever?
It is awesome.
I mean, come on.
Amelia is a great name, too.
Yeah.
Yes, we will hear from the Inspiration Station. If you listen to the club this year, there's an episode coming up called Take Every Thought Captive. We had a playback not long ago, and I think we got to the end of the playback, and everyone in the room, their reaction was just, wow.
It's a pretty impressive show. You need to listen to that episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you will hear the Inspiration Station in that show.
Yep.
All right, our last question here, this is a fun one, going back in Odyssey history, is from Joshua from Roseburg, Oregon.
I was wondering if Bart Rathbone's original name was Bill, because in the first episode with him in it, a police officer walks up and asks him to borrow Rodney and calls him Bill.
Well, yeah, the first episode that Rodney's father appears in, Rodney had already appeared in a number of episodes, but the first episode Rodney's father appears in was called An Act of Mercy. And there's only one scene in there with Rodney's father. And my understanding, I wasn't around back then, but my understanding is that Rodney's father hadn't been cast. Tom Riley, who was played by Walker Edmiston, was already in the episode, but no one had been cast for Rodney's dad.
It was just
going to be one scene. But then I think you guys turned to Walker and said, hey, go in and do his dad. But then.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about Walker was that he had such a number of voices inside of his head. And so you could, I mean, he was always regaling us with them. He'd do Henry Fonda on, you know, the drop of a hat, and he it was just so much fun.
Welk and
constantly
doing stuff in between time, and that he was great at that.
And so I mean, just asking Walker to basically pick up that role for us, just to fill it in because we hadn't cast it, was a natural thing to do.
But then when you guys heard what
because what he did was so fun. The role itself was, just sort of functional, mm-hmm. but that voice became so much fun that it kind of sparked our interest, and we went, you know what, we got to do more with him. We should develop that him as a character all by himself, mm-hmm. And so I think the next episode that he was in was The Winning Edge, where he was the baseball coach and teaching the team to cheat. Now, as far as the name change was concerned, I just think that we were thinking that Bill Rathbone just didn't seem to be something that would work out. But Bart Rathbone, I think that kind of came naturally. He sounded more Bart-like than Bill-like. So just Walker was just great in terms of developing that. And he, like Dave was saying, the actors many times in these other characters will add so much to them that it just gives us as writers and creators so much more material to work with. And Walker was great at that.
Well, so just to circle back around then, and no offense intended to any of the people named Bill out there, but it just didn't seem like the name Bill Rathbone would fit an ongoing character. He'd fit a single scene for a dad, but if he was going to be an ongoing character, he had to have a more unique name.
Yeah, especially the ongoing character who is the father of Rodney.
Yeah. Well, that's all the questions we have time for this time. These are some great questions from our listeners. We love when you call in with these questions. They're always fun. So let's sign off from us. Functional names, Nathan, Dave, and Phil. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you all very much. Keep listening. We love you.
That was a lot of questions and almost as many answers. It sounds like we have a lot to look forward to in Album 66.
Let's hear a preview now.
Chris here. I'm in the library to get answers about Adventures in Odyssey's Album 66, Trial by Fire. This book should help.
The last wishes of a dear friend?
My mother?
How long have you been after him?
Ever since the Green Ring case.
A big one that'll wrap everything up.
What's the price?
All your questions will be answered when you listen to Album 66. It's available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, coming soon to CD and download. Learn more at witsend.org. Sorry.
Stream the final episode of Album 66 in the club tomorrow, January 17th. If you're not already a member, you can join today to hear this album and every other album we've produced.
We'll be talking a lot more about this album in the days ahead. We'll hear from the writers, directors, sound designers, and actors. But that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to Focus on the Family.
You can visit us online at witsend.org/podcast.
You can join the club at aioclub.org.
Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.